This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. It's Valentine's Day, and you're thinking about immortalizing your big love with a tattoo on your arm. A bit scary, but hey, it's big love forever. What next? Where do you go, and how is it done? Raven, a tattoo artist who's created art on human bodies for 30 years, tells how it all began.
When I first got into tattooing, it was this whole step out into something that was unknown. And, here I was off on my own new adventure on my own business. It was going to be a tattoo studio, believe it or not. Me and my ex used to go down to the Bressa, the place where they train and have horses down by Otsego, you know where it is, over by the ski slope.
Bittersweet, yeah.
Yeah. The tattooing just kind of took over. So many people wanted custom designs. Back then, it was pretty much just flash. It was custom sets of drawings that you bought for the express purpose of doing tattoos for people, and you bought them. There wasn't a whole lot of custom drawing like there is now. With the magazines, all of a sudden, tattoos started getting a whole lot more popular. When I first started, I'd only do a couple a week, maybe. Now I'm booked about a year and 4 months, believe it or not.
Wow. That's
impressive. People from all kinds of life are getting tattoos. We're talking teachers, doctors, low-grade politicians. I've never worked with anybody real famous. Worked with a couple millionaires. Yeah. I worked with Dr. Hook in the Traveling Medicine Show. I worked on him in Union City. I was doing a show down there.
So I see, you know, sitting across the table here from you that you've got quite a few tattoos yourself. You don't do your own, do you? That must
well,
be impossible.
Well, that's how you learn, see?
Seriously?
That's what your legs are
you
for.
You did your
see?
Own.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I did about half of them that you can see, and then I've got a bunch on my legs, too.
So you first tattoo yourself and learn, and then you do someone else.
Well, yeah. I mean, how are they going to trust you if you don't trust yourself?
You know, I wondered about that because, you know, you can buy a painting and put it on the wall, and if you don't like it, you take it down. But a tattoo is pretty permanent. But let's go back a step. How did you learn? How did you paint before that? Did you sketch? Because your work is very intricate.
Well, thank you. It's really important to be able to draw if you're going to tattoo. I've been drawing since, well, you know, we didn't have cell phones when we were little, so parents would take me to the restaurant. We'd take the paper placemat, flip it over. Dad would pull out this black paper mate pen, and I'd sit there and doodle. So I've been drawing as long as I can remember.
So self-taught, or did you take
pretty
any
much
art classes?
I did take art at KVCC and at Western. Really great program over there.
Then you open up this shop, and at that point, you had how many years under your belt?
Yeah, I've been tattooing about 30 years. I've had the tattoo shop about 22. So for 7 years, I was working out of my house, as were most of the tattoo artists back then.
Okay.
But then back in 97, everybody started opening up shops, and it was time then.
So talk a little bit more about what made it so popular, because you're right. It seemed to be the thing that was only a small group of people. And now, like you said, everybody's doing it. I see tattoos all over the place.
The magazines really helped because all of a sudden we saw good artwork and people would bring in the magazines and it's like, I want something like this. And for me as an artist, I would sit and study those magazines for hours. I'd read them cover to cover. I'd read every single little bit of knowledge from Suzanne Fauser and all them people back then. Now with the internet, that's kind of replaced it. I myself haven't even bought a tattoo magazine in quite a while. But with the internet, you get on Google Images, you type in flower, you type in rose tattoo, and there'll be 10,000 roses you can look at. So the internet has really changed it quite a bit.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Raven talks about step one.
Most people do start out with a sketch on paper, yes. You know, at this point, we're working around people that have been collecting for 20 or 30 years. So they've got the little tiny tattoo on each shoulder. They've got the little bitty piece at the bottom, and they want it brought together. So I'm actually doing more freehand work now. Now, that doesn't mean I just take the tattoo machine and go. But we've got different markers, and I can actually draw on the skin, and then they can actually see how it fits them. I think it's pretty important that the tattoo fit your body. It's not just a sticker. It's more like body jewelry, really.
What kind of equipment do you use? How does that ink get into the skin?
That's not a lightweight question.
Does it hurt? You know, how do your customers, your clients, is it painful?
there's a little discomfort. If you take a paperclip and you fold it out and you drag it across your skin to form a white line, that's almost exactly what it feels like. Only I keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah. So, and it probably depends on what body part you're in, how sensitive it is, no?
Yeah, of course. You know, and as a very young person, like young college students, I really suggest you keep them in private areas above the elbow. You know, don't tattoo your face.
Think about time going forward and that your opinions may change or your likes and dislikes may change over time.
For the longest time, I would basically refuse to tattoo anybody below the elbow if they were under the age of 40. And my thought behind that was I didn't want to limit them from a job. You know, I realize it's their decision, but when you're 18, you may not want to think about, hey, maybe I'll go into the medical field. And really, a lot of those jobs just did not want to tolerate tattoos. It's changing now, I think, partially because they have to, because so many people have tattoos.
Or a midlife crisis.
Or a midlife goal. Divorces. You hit your midlife, you change your hairstyle, your job, and you get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Sometimes you buy a new car. At least the tattoo's cheaper.
You mentioned a divorce. Well, what if you've got that heart with your honey's name on there and honey is no longer a honey? What do you do with people who regret or maybe somebody else did it, never you, of course, but botched it up? Do you do like repair work, cover-ups, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing cover-ups almost since I've been working. Mostly names. Or sometimes you'll get people running a tattoo machine that don't understand that all ink spreads just a little bit. So if you do the lettering too small, it will actually bleed together and you can't read it.
But then how did you learn? Did somebody teach you? Did you watch someone? Because you'd have to get licensed, right? What are the
license now? We've had to get licensed for the last 10 or 12 years. I don't remember exactly
how long.
So
you must pass some kind of a test?
There's no competency test for that. That's pretty much social media, and you can't stay open if you keep doing bad tattoos.
True.
But I've been doing tattoos for 30 years, mostly self-taught. I did learn some from Crow and Laughing Star Heart. I'm not sure where Crow is anymore. He was out of Indiana.
So along with tattooing, you must do other types of work too. Like you said, you sometimes draw things. You're not always freehand. Paintings, when I looked at pictures of your work, I saw guitars. I think I even saw a Jeep. And I believe you've just done a stage at Kalamazoo College. So talk about what other art forms you work in.
Yeah, I've been working on that little red truck, little mule, parks around Kalamazoo. You'll see him. I've also got the 99 Beetle that I've painted. That was at Hippie Fest a couple years ago. You might recognize that. Silent Sky, now that was quite the adventure. I got to work with some brilliant minds over at Kalamazoo College on that. It was really neat because they worked around my work schedule. I tattoo quite a bit. So after work, I'd go to the stage and work for a couple hours, and then I'd go home and go to bed. It was really great that they could work around my schedule. That was a 1,200-square-foot painting.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with tattoo artist Raven from Otsego. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.